It's day 205 of hashtag 365. How's it going?
In a world where we're constantly told to consume, regaining control can feel like a daily battle. Count every calorie. Eat slowly, only when you're actually hungry. Understand your inner chimp.
There he is.
Journey front of mind, and together we'll develop a better relationship with food. This is hashtag 365.
Not my punchiest work, that intro, but you know, keeps everything top of mind, doesn't it? That's the point. Welcome to day 205. Goodness me, 105, back in time. And it's time to revisit one of my realizations, keeping these concepts front of my mind. And today it's all about the importance of routine. Now, seems like an obvious point, but let me get into it a little bit. It's important to stay on track when you're doing something like this, when you're doing anything in your life that takes effort and time. It's important to have a routine approach to it. A positive, habitual behavior forms positive habits, right? Keep doing the same thing again and again and again, and that becomes a habit. If the things you're doing are positive things, you get positive habits. Simple. Take that to the nth degree, and what you'll find is that those positive habits eventually plow positive defaults. And if you've got positive defaults, then basically, you're on the path of success. Simple as that. I know that's kind of perhaps oversimplifying it, but it really is that simple. People that are really successful and achieve the things they want in life have really positive defaults. Fact. When you're out of your routine, you suddenly find yourself out of your comfort zone. And when you're out of your comfort zone, your brain starts searching around for coping mechanisms, doesn't it? That's what happens. And if you're overweight, like I am, and I still am, even though I've lost a whole bunch of weight, I'm still overweight. If you're overweight, the chances are that food for you is one of your coping mechanisms. So if you find yourself out of your comfort zone, you'll find yourself reaching for food. Unless you're really conscious of what's going on. If you're really conscious of what's going on, you can stop yourself from doing that. But you've got to have it at the front of your mind. That's the whole point. And life's always going to throw you curveballs, right? There's always going to be something that drags you out of your routine. Happened to me just yesterday. You know, yesterday at the start of the day, I was feeling positive, feeling vibey. But then I had to go and do a shoot for a commercial that I'm in soon. And I turned up and everywhere I looked, there was food. There was food everywhere, like party food. You know, like snackable things you can eat without realizing. Microchimping, you know? And I was in a pressured situation. You know, I was in front of camera, hair and makeup, the whole bit. And I'd like to say that I didn't do some stress-related mindless eating. But I did. I didn't have this realization yesterday at the top of my mind. And I should have taken a moment to pause and recognize what was going on. It wasn't awful. I still counted everything. And the process of counting up made me stop because I could see the calories racking up. So it wasn't as bad as it could have been. However, a good coping mechanism there would have just been to take a moment. Rather than looking at all the food and just reaching for it and like mindlessly getting stuck in, just looking at the food and just taking a moment, looking at the food, letting the food be a trigger to your brain that you need to think about something. And then you have the thought, is eating this food what I, as in me, Alex Baker, not Chimp Baker, is this what I want to do? Or if I'm a little bit stressed out, feeling a bit out of my comfort zone, is there a different way how I can change this situation, how I can change my mindset that doesn't rely on food? And of course, in reality, there's lots of ways. Have a glass of water, walk off for a second, have a chat with someone, reframe the situation in my brain. Look at it as a positive thing, overcoming that kind of primal urge to eat that party food. There's loads of ways, but to do it, you've got to be conscious of what's going on. Your brain has to kick into gear. It's no good having all this sitting in your subconscious and then just letting your body take over and your mind take over and your chimp take over. You need to have it at the front of your mind so you can recognize what's going on. And the more that that happens, the more that you're challenged, which is why it's only a positive thing. The more that you're challenged, the more you have that thought where you go, no, I'm in control of this situation. I don't need food to change my mental state. I don't need food to stop me from feeling stressed. It's only going to exacerbate other problems in my life. As soon as you can have that kind of conscious thought about what's going on, and as soon as you repeat that behavior again and again and again, it becomes a new, healthier, more positive habit. And the default at the end of that is a healthier, more positive approach to food generally. A healthier mindset about food. Because food shouldn't be there to make you feel better. Food should be there to nourish your body and nourish your mind. But unfortunately, as I've said many times, we're bombarded all the time by messaging that tells you that food is there to make you feel better. So it's no wonder we feel the way we feel. But keep it front of mind. Have that realization that routine is important, but the coping mechanisms when your routine breaks are even more important.